From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The late Walter Cronkite was remembered today at a service in New York City. President Obama was one of many dignitaries who attended. NPR's David Folkenflik reports on the memorial for the legendary CBS News anchor.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea.
Walter Cronkite was an avid sailor himself, and his life's adventure was honored today at an A-list gathering at Lincoln Center here in Manhattan. Jimmy Buffett heard there was among those friends paying tribute. Another was former President Bill Clinton, who praised Cronkite's curiosity.
He had a deep aversion to group conformity. He was always looking for the story, not the storyline.
Mr. Clinton also valued his human touch. The former president recalled getting a call in the summer of 1998 amid the revelations of the Monica Lewinsky scandal and hearing a familiar voice saying,
"You and Hillary and Chelsea, we'll just go out and sail around." He said, "Somebody might take a picture of it, but so what?" I'll never forget that. At the time, I could have done with a picture with Walter Cronkite.
Other media heavyweights such as NBC's Tom Brokaw and CBS News president Sean McManus said they quaked before Cronkite's stature, but his former CBS colleague Howard Stringer, now the CEO of Sony Corporation, said, if anything, Cronkite's influence has been underappreciated.
Many of us grew up with the legend of the Murrow Boys, but while well-deserved, the Murrow Boys invented radio news. From 1962 to 1981, Walter guided and guarded the CBS Evening News on television.
Stringer, a junior producer under Cronkite who rose to head the network, said the anchor sometimes complained that his role served as a straitjacket, preventing him from being able to acknowledge personal views during a turbulent era of war, riots, and assassination.
Walter stood in the eye of that storm, exuding a kind of preternatural calm that codified the word anchorman. He cared, but he didn't pander. And the scarcity of his emotional reactions rendered them meaningful beyond measure.
But the event took on a broader tone when President Obama spoke. Mr. Obama delivered a sustained critique of the state of modern journalism. He said the news industry's financial troubles had left too many serious journalists out of work.
Too often we fill that void with instant commentary and celebrity gossip. And the softer stories that Walter disdained, rather than the hard news and investigative journalism he championed.
And President Obama, who has endured a summer of tough attacks by conservative pundits over matters large and microscopic, said the tone had taken a turn for the worse.
What happened today is replaced with who won today. The public debate cheapens. The public trust falters. We fail to understand our world or one another as well as we should.
The president said the nation should resolve to value Cronkite's example once again. And then he was cheered by some of the very media executives and big-name journalists who run the nation's most influential news outlets. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.